This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 198 for Thursday, December 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. Despite repeated attempts to make gains, the ICE Futures canola market went back into negative territory on Thursday, mainly due to weakness in comparable oils and a stronger Canadian dollar. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were both in the red, while European rapeseed was up. Crude oil had a negative correction after rallying over the past few days. The loonie was up nearly 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. Tonight marks the winter solstice after the shortest period of daylight in any day this year. The January canola contract was down $5.90 per ton at $642.40, while the March contract was down $5.50 per ton at $656.30. In the U.S., corn was up, soybeans were down, and wheat was mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported this morning that 1.01 million tons of 2023-24 corn were sold for export during the week ended December 14th, which were within trade expectations, but down 29% from the previous week and down 33% from the four-week average. In addition, 1,000 tons of 2024-25 corn were sold to Colombia. Railroad companies and major U.S. agricultural groups are urging the White House to reopen two rail crossings on the Texas-Mexico border to restore trade routes that were closed due to an influx of migrants. The White House said it is working with Mexico to resolve the issue. The March corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.73. The USDA reported export sales of 1.989 million tons of 2023-24 soybeans during the week ended December 14th, within trade expectations, up 84% from the previous week and up 51% from the four-week average. 144,000 tons of 2024-25 soybeans were also sold. Soy meal export sales totaled 147,800 tons below trade expectations, while 3,100 tons of soy oil were sold to Canada. Solaris projected Brazil's soybean crop to be 156.5 million tons in 2024, with 42.1 million coming from the state of Mato Grosso. However, others have estimated production from the state to be as low as 36 billion. The January soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.97, while the March contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.02. On the lower end of trade estimates, 322,700 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended December 14th, down 78% from the previous week and down 51% from the four-week average. 3,200 tons of 2024-25 wheat were also sold to Trinidad and Tobago. Strategy Grains estimated European Union wheat production to be 124.8 million tons, down 1% from the previous year's total. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.13. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.27. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.14. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, December 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.